two steps ahead. I am always two steps ahead. This has been the greatest social experiment I've come to know. Certainly the greatest social experiment of my entire life. It's alluring, it's compelling, it's gripping to bear witness, to observe all these unwell, unbalanced, disoriented beings roam the internet in search of stories, in search of ideals, of conflict, of rivalries, where people develop a distinctive desire for direct engagement, where people feel involved with their stories, and therefore become products of influence, thirsty for distraction from time unspent, from lackluster lifestyles, spoiling their minds while stimulating them at the exact same time. It's brilliant, but it's also dangerous. It's dangerous. I feel as if my life has been positioned to where I am, monitoring ants on an ant farm. One follows another, follows another, follows another. It's mesmerizing. It's enthralling. It's spellbinding. Just look at all these consumers, all of these lost and bored people, consuming anything that they are told to consume. I am the villain. If I make myself one, and people who consume these stories year after year after year, stories stories that are deliberately made to blur the boundaries between fact and fiction. People are the most fucked up creatures on this planet, and they will continue to consume, and I'll continue to stay two steps ahead. Stories that shock. Today, I thought it would be a splendid idea to go out and get some food. Gee, are you surprised? Have you forgotten the story? Are you not paying attention? After all, you're here to consume, are you not?